there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Thursday. Had a great conversation with the former Cowboys coach, Jason Garrett. Had a great story about when he came in to interview for the offensive coordinator job with the Cowboys. If you miss any of the show, you can always go to the podcast. And everything is available there, danpatrick.com. Running a sale right now. You can get a t-shirt and then you get another one for 50% off. Discount applied at checkout. Some great postseason t-shirts there. Stat of the day brought to you by, well, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Garrett talked about getting on the plane and he was leaving the Senior Bowl to go to Dallas and there was a big WWE event the night before. So he's getting on a plane 6 a.m. to go to Dallas. And all of these wrestlers are on the flight there. Speaking of which, the road to WrestleMania begins at Royal Rumble. 30 men and 30 women compete for championship matches at WrestleMania. You can watch this Saturday live at 8 Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, every WWE premium live event, only on Peacock, which is where you'll find this award-nominated program. You can download the app, watch for free. We say good morning to our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. Thank you for your support. Well, you talk about having confidence going into the playoffs. Listen to Joe Burrow being asked about being an underdog going to Buffalo.
Yeah, it's always, I always enjoy going on the road. It's just you and your guys. Feels like it's you against the world, and that's where we like to be. Never feel like an underdog.
Never feel like an underdog. Like, get that out of here. That's a t-shirt. Never feel like an underdog. How do you think Brett Maher feels after missing his extra points? And then you go to practice and all of a sudden you go, who else is kicking out there? Oh, that's somebody we brought in on the practice squad, Tristan Vizcaino. How awkward must that be when two kickers get together? He's brought in, and he's the insurance policy. He gets to kick if you're not any good. He needs a job. So he's rooting against you. It's not like he's going, you know, we're a small fraternity. I'm rooting for you. Deep down, hey, thoughts and prayers, but hope you missed the first one. I'll be on a plane for the next game. Yes, Todd.
You get in his head right away, go, hi, I'm Tristan. Those playoff kicks are brutal, aren't they? So much pressure.
Okay, what kind of conversation do you think these two kickers have as they meet on the practice, or they're in the locker room? Or, you know, Brett Maher pulls up, parks, and then you see somebody who's coming in, and you go, wait, that's a kicker. Hey, what are you doing here? Do you think the Cowboys told him, hey, we're bringing in a kicker? Yes, Eden.
Yeah, right. It's always awkward to be the new guy that first day at work or at school or whatever. But if you're in this situation and you're the new kicker and you're brought in because of a very specific event that happened, Do you acknowledge that you know, like, hey, man, what's up? Or do you, like, do you completely ignore the last game and all of these mixed extra points? Or are you like, hey, man, rough one, huh? It could happen to any of us, huh?
I don't know what that conversation's like.
You can't ignore it.
Yeah, Paul.
But you got to be subtle if you're Tristan Vizcaino. You got to get in Brett Maher's head. So when Brett Maher goes, hey, man, welcome to the team. Oh, Shanks. Shanks a lot. Oh, what? I mean, thanks. Ah, crap. My bad.
You, like, deliberately miss the handshake. Be like, whoa, aim's a little off.
Hey, yeah, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Wide right back. Okay, I'll be right back. Oh, sorry, well, dude.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
That's what you do. You pull up next to him in the car, and you're just totally crooked just to get in his head. But wide left or right with this slanted parking spot.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
I thought Paulie was a standalone joke.
Solid B. Yeah. Solid B.
I had already raised my hand, so once I'm called on, I can't just say I don't have it, I've done before.
You could have said, no, Paulie's joke is better.
I have something similar with the wide right thing. Mm.
Stand down. I mean, that's a double off the wall by Paulie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You see that?
You grounded out the second.
Thank you.
And nobody scored.
No, but they did not.
Didn't advance the runner.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Pop out to short.
Yeah. But you gave it a shot.
I did.
Yeah. You're the Brett Maher of this program.
I tried too hard, and this is what happens. Yeah. I missed five in a row, though.
Yeah, yeah. But you're back.
Am
back.
Am I, though?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, Paul.
So the Cowboys' new practice squad guy, Tristan Vizcaino, he's 26 years old, went to Washington. Mm-hmm. He's been in the league a little bit. He was on San Francisco for a minute. He was on the Rams 2021. Was he in the Super Bowl? He might have been in the Super Bowl. I got him playing in six games. I wonder if he got a ring at the Rams last year. Mm. He was on Arizona and New England this year, practice squad. Mm-hmm. And now he's on the Cowboys. He is a 92% field goal kicker in his career. He's actually pretty good. And
how is he on extra points?
Well, he's 75% from his career. So that's good, but not great.
Okay. But doesn't it make you wonder? You're with all of those other teams, and they didn't want you or didn't need you. And now you're being brought in to do what this week? Just to get loose? Because he's not going to San Francisco. They can't, you know, change him out at halftime. Yes, Todd.
And that's supposed to relax your main kicker, bringing this guy breathing over your shoulder. Look what we're doing, just in case you screw it up. We got this guy waiting in the wings. How does that help relaxing?
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
All right. Poll question for hour two is what, Seton O'Connor?
Dan, let me update you hour one. Which job would you want? It's funny. We have two different answers so far, or two different winners. Okay. On the website right now, which head coaching gig would you take? There's a three-way tie, basically, between the Colts, Broncos, and Panthers. Okay. Nobody wants to work for the Cardinals or Texans.
Okay.
But when you go to Twitter, Dan, the big winner on Twitter is?
The Texans.
The Broncos.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what you have there. But then you're also not sure exactly what you have with Russell Wilson. Like, what happened? And was it all on Nathaniel Hackett? Which it can't be. You have good receivers. What happened? Because that's the great mystery. You know, some of these other openings, okay, I'm not surprised they're openings. I'm surprised that we look at Denver right now and we're not sure because of Russell Wilson. Yes, Seton.
Russell Wilson, right. He got beat up a lot.
Yes, he did.
This season. Mm-hmm. Some of which was for football. But a lot of it had absolutely nothing to do with football, the heat that he's taking. But there has to be some value in the fact that he's a guy who you know can get you to the Super Bowl. He's a guy.
Yes, you would think, that's a valued commodity.
He's a proven commodity.
Yes, yes. By the way, DraftKings has odds on where Tom Brady will play next year. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the favorites.
Really?
Yes.
Over.
Yes. Then the Raiders, the Niners, Patriots. Those are the four top favorites for Tom Brady. I can't see him. I mean, maybe the Raiders, but Miami's not on there.
That seems flawed.
Well,
I can't believe Miami's not even in the top three.
Yeah. But those are the odds, according to DraftKings, on Tom Brady, where he'll take his next snap. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Brandy in Iowa is back. Hi, Brandy. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, I called last year when you guys were going to do the road trip and throwing Des Moines in the hat just because of the intersection of the interstate. So I was going to revisit that. It sounds like he's looking to stay a little further north. I know Paulie's quick with the typing. Smokey D here in Des Moines. Guy Fieri's Triple D owned. Smokey D's great barbecue joint. But while I was thinking about that, I also thought, well, you and Guy are friends. Maybe you should get with his team and have them look at the map out of the Triple D destinations on Seton's route as they head across.
All right. Well, thank you, Brandy. Yeah, we're taking suggestions. The road trip, going out to the Super Bowl in the Sprinter van. Yeah, Seton.
I would almost guarantee a Des Moines.
You're guaranteeing that and Nebraska?
I feel like right now there's a real sort of South Bend, Chicago, Iowa City, Des Moines, Omaha, Lincoln situation happening.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Johnny Cash album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been everywhere, man. What's that song?
I've been everywhere.
Thank you. You guys looked at me like, what? Wait, what?
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Reno, Fargo.
Yeah. Johnny Cash.
Life on the road, Johnny, huh?
Yep.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I've heard that song a bunch of times before. It's one of my favorite Johnny Cash songs. How did he memorize all those cities? I've been Reno, Fargo, North Dakota, South Dakota. Honestly, it goes really fast.
It's like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious or docusaliexpiisticfragicalisuper.
Whoa.
You just get the rhythm down.
I bet you learned that like in seventh grade and it's still with you.
Yeah. Well, there's a few things. Like I memorized the starting lineup for the 1927 Yankees when I was in grade school. So Collins caught, Gehrig at first, Lazeri at second, Koenig at short, Dugan at third, Musial, Combs, and Ruth in the outfield. Wade Hoyt, your starting pitcher.
Like, I bet if I brought up the mid-70s Reds and I tried to do the lineup, if I got one out of order, you'd catch it. You'd catch it, right?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Yeah.
Is this it? Give me a little volume there, Mark. Here we go.
I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Here we go.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocqueville, Barranquilla, and Padilla.
I'm a killer.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man.
Got a great black and white photo of Johnny Cash for Christmas. My wife got it for me. There's a place in New York. It's the Morrison Hotel Gallery. Got all of these archival photos. You know, could be from Bowie to Elvis to Dylan, and you know, they're all beautifully done photographs. And I was in there a couple of years ago, and I saw it with my daughter. It was Johnny Cash, and it just looked great. And I said, "Man, I love that." So got that Christmas morning. It's like, you know, my kids listen to me sometimes. It's like, man, I love that photo. Johnny, badass. Like, he's the real, that's a real guy who lived the life. Now, he didn't go to prison. He just went and performed in prison.
I thought he went to prison.
I don't know. There's a difference in
briefly.
Going to prison and going to jail.
Yeah, or a couple of days in jail and county.
Yeah, because I've been in jail before. I haven't been in prison before. Well, I went to play basketball in prison against the inmates. Yes, Seton.
Right, so when he was in Folsom, it wasn't because he was doing a bid. He was just there performing.
Yeah. He got to leave after the show.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, Todd.
Didn't he shoot a man in Reno just to watch him die? That
yes,
put you in prison.
Never prosecuted.
Never prosecuted.
That's arguably the coolest song lyric of all time. Shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
I hated A Boy Named Sue because it felt like that was... Johnny was better than that. And it became like a kind of a gimmicky. Oh, Johnny Cash. Oh, Boy Named Sue.
A little hokey at the end.
Yeah. Going to call you. Yes, Todd.
But that would be very popular now with what's going on in the world. That would be perfect. A Boy Named Sue. We could all relate to that.
Thank you, Todd.
You got it.
Are we going to stay with that poll question for hour two, Seton?
We have a sneakily mean-spirited one from Todd, if we want.
Yeah, sure. Spit it out.
Which I know Todd's going to call it up right now, but I'll deliver it for him. He said, which home team's quarterback is most likely to cost their team a trip to the conference finals?
What the heck are you doing?
Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy.
A little negative.
Okay, so home team's quarterback.
Yeah.
Most likely to cost their team. Yeah, let's go. We'll do it. Yeah, Paul.
Just as important, I have a Johnny Cash prison update. He was arrested 7 different times in his life where he did overnight stays. All misdemeanors, no felonies.
Jail.
Yes. Yeah, no, so prison. He stayed overnight 7 different times in his life for misdemeanors. It would have been nice to mix in a felony for street cred, right? I mean.
What did you say, Seton, doing a bid?
Yeah.
Bid.
He wasn't doing a 2-4 yeah. or whatever.
Yeah. Doing a nickel.
Yeah.
Stretch in the joint.
It's like anytime there's a show and it has to do with the prison or you do a feature on somebody who's been in prison, you always have to have the prison door. Always. Always.
And that's when it became
real. Yeah. Yeah. That's when that's when reality really sets in, when you go, oh, the door's about to close. Oh, this is serious.
Life wasn't easy for him.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break. Big Swagoo is going to join us. Marcus Spears, former Cowboy. We'll talk to him about a variety of things and more of your phone calls as well. Back after this, the Dan Patrick Show. Sleep number. People go, wait, how do you get your sleep number? Well, you got to go into Sleep Number, and they'll tell you everything. What about Sleep IQ technology? It can show you how long, how well, and when you slept. Sleep Number's so far ahead of everybody else when it comes to this, because they know every great day starts the night before. And your New Year's resolution should be making sleep your number one goal. Exercise more, eating healthier, and you sleep better. And it helps you with all of them. It's a cycle. Hey, I got a great night's sleep. I'm more patient. I get to eat better. I'm healthier. Exercise. And Sleep Number will help you. Right now, save $1,000. Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen. Now only $1,999. Plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
They say good things come to those who wait. Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more, MBUSA.com. Get to more phone calls coming up. Let's bring in Marcus Spears, the big swagoo. You can catch him on NFL Live Monday through Friday on the mothership at 4 Eastern. Dan Orlovsky, Mina Kimes, Ryan Clark, and Laura Rutledge. The difference between your quarterback being cocky and being confident is what?
Cocky is when he's trying to build himself up to be something he's not. Confident is when he knows he's going to ball every time he steps on the field.
Joe Burrow is confident, but is he cocky?
Absolutely. Not cocky to me. I think DP, it got a lot to do with the work that you put in to be good, right? Some people interpret it that way, but I don't think cocky is one of those things where not for the public outside of the locker room, but the guys in the locker room. If you cocky, you ain't leading. If you're confident, we'll follow you. And for a quarterback, that's the most important thing. We don't want a non-confident quarterback. And there's a line to where when you think you are him. The young folks now, Dan, DP, say him. You are himothy. That means you are that guy. so you want to feel like your quarterback is that, but you don't want him to be cocky.
Okay. How many himothies are in the NFL at quarterback?
Let me see. 1, 2, 3.
You can say their names out loud.
You got Pat, obviously. You got Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. Tom is still him. I just think Tom's age is starting to, like, show itself a little bit too much.
Josh Allen?
Absolutely, Josh Allen. It's not that many. It's not that many.
Dak Prescott?
I think Dak is. There's inconsistency to his himothy. You know what I mean?
But what's the disconnect with Dak Prescott? Like, what is preventing him from being a top five quarterback?
Inconsistency, man. And then, too, DP, he's more scrutinized than anybody because we know what team he plays for. So half the country want him to fail anyway. But no, man, it has to be a consistency in what you do. Like all of the guys, and not just in winning, in performance as well. Like I think Justin Herbert is super talented. I think sometimes we get a bit carried away with Justin Herbert. I think Josh Allen is elite because Josh Allen has consistently won football games.
Yeah.
I think Lamar Jackson is elite. It's just done a different way. He consistently wins football games year in and year out. And Pat and Aaron and Tom, obviously in a class of their own. Tom is the greatest winner of all time. He's the GOAT in football, not the most talented. So it's just different. You got to have variation and nuance when you talk about these quarterbacks. If it's a young quarterback in the NFL that I would want, if somebody was to nail me down and say, give me, Marcus, you got a chance to take one of these quarterbacks. I'm not talking about the three I mentioned that are elite, not Pat. Pat is the obvious answer. You're going to take Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. I'm not putting them in that category. Without a shadow of a doubt, the first name that's going to come off my board is Joe Burrow.
I was also wondering this. If I swapped Justin Herbert and Dak Prescott, I put Dak on the Chargers. Put Justin Herbert on the Cowboys. Are we treating them differently?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, look, man, Justin Herbert. See, we make these marriages hindsight, right? Because you think about all of the things that have transpired in the NFL with quarterbacks in a certain situation or where they could go, right? Tom is phenomenal because he actually did it. When he left New England, we was like, damn, Tampa, a good place to go. They got a good defense, good offense. They got guys. And it actually worked. But I think if you took Dak and put him in a smaller market, Kirk Cousins skates by because he in Minnesota. Like, could you imagine? And Kirk Cousins gets scrutinized, I think, unfairly at times. I think he's a really good quarterback. But if he was in Dallas, it would be worse. Dak and Kirk Cousins are pretty much the same guys.
Oh, you would compare those two?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But you got to be a closer.
That's all. DP, see, that's why you the magic man at this. Because no matter how much fans want to admit it, at the end of a football season, all of those stats and touchdowns and all of that don't matter. Because what did we talk about at the end of this year? We talked about Matt Stafford at the end of the Tampa game when they had to make plays. We talk about Tom Brady. And the reason why we think Tom Brady is the GOAT is because of moments. It ain't statistically. We think about him as the GOAT because of coming back against the Atlanta Falcons, making drives to get Adam Vinatieri in position to kick a field goal, seeing what he did. His defense led him to the championship when he was in Tampa, but he still had to make a critical drive against Green Bay. That's how we remember guys. Like, as much as we laud Aaron Rodgers, we always talk about he only got one Super Bowl. And the reason why it's poignant to talk about Aaron Rodgers with only one Super Bowl is because we've seen him at times with the ball in his hand not come through.
Yeah.
Right? So it really boils down to and everybody. That's why we say Tom Brady is the GOAT, because everybody is chasing those moments. DP, I'm gonna ask you an honest question. If I put these guys on the draft board, Tom Brady would be the last quarterback you take. If we was drafting off talent, and obviously we know he went late rounds in the draft, right? If we were just drafting off talent, the one thing you can't quantify until it actually happens, how are you in critical moments, right? And that's why he's the GOAT. But I would draft Patrick Mahomes before him. I would draft Aaron Rodgers before him. I would draft Joe Burrow before him. But knowing what we know now over a 20-year period, we know that Tom and what we talk about all the time is how clutch he's been. We don't talk about the 5,000-yard seasons or the high number of touchdowns. We don't talk about him scrambling and making some dynamic play. We say, oh, my God, the scariest thing in the world is Tom Brady with the football in his hand at the end of a game.
He's the big swagoo, Marcus Spears, NFL analyst. You can see him on NFL Live Monday through Friday. Dan Orlovsky, Mina Kimes, Ryan Clark, and Laura Rutledge. The Cowboys situation, you have Brett Maher. Obviously, lacking confidence. So how do you bolster that confidence? You bring in another kicker for practice? Help me. You know, from the outside looking in, this can't be helping Brett Maher.
It doesn't help him at all. I listen, but DP, this is the part of the business that nobody likes to talk about and we don't like to acknowledge. Like when I was playing in the league for 9 years, there would be dudes on Wednesdays coming on the field after we walked off of practice to see if one of them could take somebody's job. Like that's the reality of the NFL.
Yeah.
Like if you didn't feel like a unit or an individual was performing up to a standard or a level, they were trying to find the guy that could get to that standard or that level. Now, DP, you missed four extra points. And we know that a lot of times in these playoffs, these games come down to those just, you know, we would have harkened back. If Tampa would have made a run, and if the game would have been close, Tampa didn't even have to win. If the game would have been close, we'd have talked about, well, he left 4 points on the scoreboard. You know, he left 4 points out there. He missed some kicks against Tampa the first game of the season. that nobody remembers because that was a 19-3 game, but he had some opportunities in that game. Look, man, it's a dog-eat-dog world up here. Coaches' jobs are based on performance from their players, and there is no more critical time than to have a kicker in the playoffs. We know how important it is. We ain't just start covering football. But you're right. It don't do a damn thing for his confidence. Well, but I don't care about his confidence. I care about the ball going through the uprights.
We had Jason Garrett on first hour. And I said, did you ever yell at a kicker? He goes, no, because there's a fragile nature to them. You put the only player on the team, you put your arm around. If they make a mistake, you put your arm around. Everybody else, it feels like, can get yelled at.
What DP think about this? Because I've always had this this sentiment towards kickers. I never really liked them a lot, to be honest with you. When we used to be in camp in Dallas, they would be playing golf. They'll come do their special team thing. They'll go play golf. The golf course in Oxnard was right behind the practice field. They'll be on the golf course. We'd be out there damn near about to die, taking on double teams. Okay, so I never had a great affinity for them. The affinity comes from, do you deliver in those moments where we need you the most? I remember a game. I don't remember the kicker's name, but I remember a game. Larry Allen met the kicker out there on the field and damn near choked him to death. Okay? So it's not that we love you if you're Justin Tucker. Okay? Because you've built enough cachet to miss one.
Yeah.
Right? But when you got these guys, man, and they get a – they get a hard, it's a hard job. And everybody talks about, like, the kid from Ohio State, right? In the championship, in the semifinal game, who missed that kick. When Kirby called that timeout, I was sitting next to my wife on the sofa. The kid turned his back to the field goal and took his helmet off. He was done.
Yeah.
That's what Jason Garrett was alluding to about fragility when it comes to their mentality. Because DP, the one thing that I give them is it's like a lot of times in their career, it's like going up to the free throw line and you got to make these two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the guy who shoots 85% in the first 3.5 quarters and shoots 75% in the final half quarter. Paulie, do you have the game that Marcus is talking about?
Yeah, I think it's 2005 San Francisco versus Dallas at San Francisco. Bledsoe throws a touchdown. Jose Cortez misses an extra point, and Larry Allen looks like he's going to pile drive him.
Dude, I'm telling you, it was because it's DP. I'm telling you, bro, it's a very difficult relationship to manage. Let me just say that
The Brock Purdy experience. I was going to say experiment, but it's not an experiment. It's the experience here. What has stood out that you think is actually sustainable for him in his career?
Poise. And I think that's one of the best traits any quarterback has to have. You can always punch holes in the game of a quarterback. We can find the flaws. We watch film. My crew on NFL Live, if you want a quarterback to be the worst quarterback in the league, we can find the plays to prove it, right?
That's Orlovsky.
Yeah, that's Dan. That's the old job. And he does that with Dak a lot, which is why we fight so much. Dak threw two interceptions, but he threw five touchdowns. No, we're going to focus on these two interceptions. All right. But man, it is one of them. It's just a.
Brock Purdy has it.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. Yes. It's just something.
Yes. Okay.
It's just something, right? And look, we can all acknowledge that he's in a great situation with Kyle Shanahan as a coach, and he's in a great offense with guys that you don't have to throw the ball 50 times a game, 15, 20 yards downfield in order to make explosive plays. We can acknowledge all of that. We can acknowledge that he plays with one of the best defenses, well, the best defense in the NFL. So there's not a lot of pressure where you go into a game thinking you're going to have to score 35 or 40 points. You got a great run game. Like he's in a very comfortable position as a quarterback, right? Which is why I used to throw up in my mouth when people said Jimmy Garoppolo was leading the 49ers to a Super Bowl. He was not. All you had to do was watch the games. Yeah. He was not. But he was playing. He was facilitating. And that's what, actually, Brock Purdy just now just gave me an epiphany about Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy just did what he needed to do. And that's what Brock Purdy is doing. Now, the one thing I like about this kid, he knew that he had a team that was on the ascend before Jimmy got hurt. He knew where they were, at before he took over the start spot. And he's facilitated and made a lot of tremendous plays. And his athleticism brings another element to this offense that isn't usually there, which is the reason why I thought they drafted Trey Lance. He's been really good, DP.
Yeah.
He's been really, really good. He's supported by a really good cast of coaches and players, but he's done his job at a very high level, and he's doing what he's been asked to do. So I give him credit for that. Am I putting him in can? Hell no. I almost fought with a dude on Twitter talking about Brock Purdy is special. He played 6 games. Like, when you say special about somebody, that means you are putting them in a category of elite. To me, that's my definition. Let's take a pause on that right quick and just acknowledge that the kid has played well and put his team in a position to win games.
If the Ravens let Lamar Jackson go, finish the sentence.
The dumbest franchise in NFL. Or can I put a comma, DP?
Sure, yes, 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 you can.
Or are you blowing it up and you changing your philosophy as an offense, and that may take a few years to get going? Because one, you got to identify the right quarterback. Two, you got to change the way you coach, coach offensive football.
Would you give him a Deshaun Watson contract right now? Just $230 million all guaranteed.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because DP, and I'm gonna give you a reason, and you know we gonna hang up, and I'm gonna let you call us fight over this.
Okay.
There is no player in the NFL more valuable to his team than Lamar Jackson. That doesn't mean Lamar Jackson is better than Patrick Mahomes. It doesn't mean he's better than any other quarterback that we deem these top elite guys.
Yeah.
Value. Lamar Jackson is the most valuable player at the position to his particular team. The Baltimore Ravens are not who we have seen them to be without Lamar Jackson. Now, a big part of that is they built it that way.
Yes.
They wanted him to be what he is to that offense. I have screamed and hollered, get this man some wide receivers. Get him some weapons. Mark Andrews going to the Hall of Fame. Because the Baltimore Ravens ain't got no wide receiver. And I love Mark Andrews. He's a great tight end. Not a good one. He's a great tight end. And he would go to the Hall of Fame anyway. But I'm being facetious and making the point that I would beg anybody to go back since Lamar Jackson has been in Baltimore and name one guy on the perimeter that scares you. Yeah. Now, I thought go ahead.
Is Lamar Jackson the Luka Doncic? Of quarterbacks.
Yes. You get Luka, a big man, and a couple shooters. And we know what the conversation going to be in the West. Now, he would have to change his game and not be so ball dominant. He'll be more of a facilitator, but he could adjust to that. And he still would get 30. But, DP, there is no way you can look at football, okay, when in terms of the Baltimore Ravens and say that team would be this without Lamar Jackson. There's no way you could do it.
Yeah, I wonder. I think they're going to franchise him and maybe trade him. But
and if they franchise him, you know, a trade, I think would be in his favor.
Yeah.
But if they franchise him, like I said, on Get Up the other day, go to Cabo.
Oh, just hold out?
Man, what? If Zeke Elliott got $90 million for holding out, what you think Lamar Jackson going to do? The Ravens, look, man, I got a tremendous amount of respect for Bashadi. They've always taken care of their guys. And it's a very precarious situation because, you know, you don't want to set a precedent. That's the business element of it. But I'm focused on the player element. The player that you have is more valuable to what you do as a franchise than any other player in the NFL. Yeah. So maybe we should have a discussion about the guaranteed money.
Good to talk to you. Hopefully I'll see you in Arizona, Super Bowl.
Are you You there? Oh. I'm coming on live.
Oh, whoa. Yeah?
Yeah, I gotta give you a hug, man.
All right, Fritzy.
I feel like Swagoo
wants to do a drop by.
That's fabulous.
And he's gonna bring what is Himothy?
Himothy. You can use it. All right. You can use it, DP.
Yeah.
DP, you Himothy.
You're spitting is what you're doing right now.
You know what it is.
You're spitting. Yeah. thank you again, Marcus.
All right, brother. Y'all take care, man. Always good.
Marcus Spears, the big Swagoo. I be spitting. I just learned what spitting was about 20 minutes ago. Let me take a break here. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing I've ever
been a part of. Wait, he's still on the line.
Off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
From Universal City Walk, it's the ultimate thrill ride. Premier League Mornings Live Orlando Fan Fest. Arsenal Manchester United Sunday, 11:30 a.m. on NBC. I mentioned the word spittin'. and I just learned what spitting meant, because it doesn't mean spitting, it's spitting. And Marv introduced me to spitting a little while ago. Give the audience the context of how you use spitting.
All right, so Stan Van Gundy was talking about players getting injured and missing more games than, you know, they used to in the 90s, even though they have more resources, like trainers and all that. And so Kevin Durant said, Stan spitting. And Stan Van Gundy replies.
So like, he responded on social media.
Correct. This is all on Twitter.
Okay.
And Stan basically is like, no, he's defending himself in long paragraph form. And Kevin Durant says, Stan, I agree with you.
Yeah. So.
And so they try to tell Stan what spitting means. And Stan's like, I had no idea.
Why couldn't Kevin have just said, I agree with you, Stan?
Why?
So Stan knew what Kevin was talking about, that he wasn't, you know, criticizing him. Stan spitting.
He was.
Yes.
He, because he wasn't just agreeing with what Stan Van Gundy was saying. He was just like, well, Stan is speaking the truth now. Keep going.
Oh, okay.
Let's go. Yeah. Yep.
He is speaking knowledge.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Spitting.
It's short for, like, spitting facts.
I love that Van Gundy, though, was confused. It's yeah. Like, hey, man, I didn't mean to offend anybody.
I would, too. Be like, wait, what are you talking about?
I wish I could see Kevin Durant's reaction when he saw Stan Van Gundy like vehemently defending himself, and he's like, "Bro, I agree with you."
I love it. I love it.
He's cracking up.
Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Well, Dan, I want to make a stupid point by giving you a trivia question, which is, in the history of the NFL, how many head coaches have won the Super Bowl with more than one team? I'll help you out. It's never happened before. Yeah. And yet, yeah. And then you have a guy like Sean Payton or Gruden or Ditka or Jimmy Johnson come on the market, and these teams go, oh, he's done it before. He can do it again. Truman Capote once said the hardest thing to do is write a second masterpiece, because you know what the first one took out of you. And I think it's the same with coaching. I think you're, if I'm an owner, I'd much rather have a hungry offensive coordinator than trying to strike lightning twice.
All right. That's a great point, Doug. Thank you. Yeah, and it comes down to, would you trade for a coach? How many coaches would you trade for? I don't want to give up first-round draft picks. And I don't want to be the coach who comes into a situation going, hey, I want this, and you're going to have to trade for me. Now, if you said he could go to Denver right now and take over that team, and he's going to turn Russell Wilson around, because you have to look at this as a 3 or 4 year window, 4 year at the most. Like, how long does it take to turn this around? And what is the end result? Are we winning? Are we winning a Super Bowl? Are we just competitive? Angelo in Minnesota. Hi, Angelo.
Hey, good morning, DP.
Good morning.
My license says 6 foot, 200 pounds. When the owner says they want Sean Payton, is that doing a disservice to the Rooney Rule? And suck it, Jim Plunkett.
All right. Thank you, Angelo. Yeah. We had a caller yesterday who...
Oh, you can't say that.
He chastised me for not supporting Jim Plunkett. I can like Jim Plunkett, but that doesn't mean he's a Hall of Famer. Like, you need to support him. I don't think we need to say suck it, Jim Plunkett.
Angelo gets it, though.
Yeah,
that's a fellow right there who gets it.
Yes, he does. Robert in Sacramento. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Hey, I need your help. What am I missing with Sean Payton here? The guy's 9-8 in the playoffs. He won 6 or 7 division championships. He had great talent. He only went to the Super Bowl once. Yes, he won it. And Kevin James played him in his autobiography. So, I mean, that alone. But I'm just saying, what am I missing? What am I missing with this? He could go down as the most underachieving head coach in the history of football. With that talent, coupled with the scandal, all those division championships, only one Super Bowl. And I'll take your answer off the air, but what am I missing here?
All right. Thank you, Robert. He's the only name right now. Harbaugh took his name out of the hopper and went back to Michigan. Who else is available? Who else can all of a sudden come in and you go, oh, wow, we got confidence. You know who our head coach is. You know, Ben Johnson's the offensive coordinator with the Lions. You probably didn't know that until this week, because he said, and he, according to Vegas, was the odds-on favorite to get a head coaching job. And he decided to stay as the Lions offensive coordinator. So I mean, who else is coming up where you go, oh, that guy? Like Kellen Moore, Dan Quinn, Kent Dorsey, or is it Ken Dorsey? Yeah, Paulie.
Like Brian Daboll, the coach of the New York Giants, he might be coach of the year. 6 years ago, he was the tight ends coach for the Patriots. 4 years ago, he was the offensive coordinator for Alabama. He wasn't a household name, and now he's coach of the year.
And Bill Belichick screwed up his name. He congratulated Brian Flores getting the Giants job.
Caused a lawsuit.
Yes, he did. Final hour coming up. Are we reading too much into the Aaron Rodgers, hey, I think I can win an MVP comment? I think we are. Have that for you coming up. One more item. We close out hour two, Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And it's a great day when we get a package from Panini. We all gather around. We open up the cards. We share cards. And you can do the same thing. You can share your cards in the public gallery at Panini America. Complete challenges. Earn exclusive award cards. Panini NFTs. The place to be. The NFL playoffs. Stretch run of the NBA season. Because Panini America, the official products from the NFL, NBA, UFC, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. Keep an eye out on the Panini NFT platform for unique, one-of-a-kind VIP experiences. Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. That's PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.